Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, January 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m. Will you please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You please remain standing. I'd like to invite Vern Fatima from the Kendall County's Chaplains Group forward to give our invocation for today.
Thank you for having us. As a chaplain, I offer this prayer from my Reformed Baptist faith, but I also warmly invite anyone who wishes to pray along to do so in the manner of their faith, conscience, or reflection. So let's pray. Gracious God, we pause together in this moment to acknowledge that the work before this board matters. The decisions made here affect real people, families, neighborhoods, and livelihoods. And they are made in a political climate that is often tense, uncertain, and is constantly shifting. In times like these, we ask for what we cannot manufacture on our own: wisdom that is steady, courage that is calm, and humility that listens before it speaks. Grant these leaders clarity of thought and complexity, patience amid disagreement, and integrity in every decision, especially when the pressures are great and the path forward is not obvious. We pray for unity without uniformity, where honest differences can exist without division, and where strong convictions can be held without losing respect for another. Help those gathered here to serve not for personal gain or partisan victory, but for the good of the county and the flourishing of the people entrusted to their care. May this time be marked with fairness, restraint, and the sincere desire to do what is right. And may peace, not as the absence of disagreement, but as the presence of mutual respect, guide the work of this board today. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Bachman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
He will not be here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley? Mr. Wormley? Here. You have a quorum?
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda? I heard Flowers and Gangler. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Special recognition. I'm going to have some Mr. Rodriguez read a resolution here in a second. Brenda, I know you're hiding back there, so I can't even get direct eye contact with you. So you need to come up here, please.
Oh, yeah. She needs to come up here. Yo, Brenda.
I was told that you did not want to come here today. So there are going to be a lot of people talking about you and the great things you're doing. So I just want you to soak it in. There are so many people that had outreach after this was announced who the winner was to tell myself and other board members that we picked the right person. So I'm going to let Ruben go ahead and read the resolution. And then I see a lot of suits in the room for some reason. So
yeah.
I know some of them are going to come up and talk.
No,
you
can stay standing the whole time.
You can duck out of the sunbeam if you want.
you're glowing right now with the sun hitting you right in the face. Yeah. You can step to the side so it doesn't hit you if you want. Well, first of all, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's an honor to be able to read this resolution in regards to Brenda. Resolution honoring Kendall County 2025 Employee of the Year, Brenda Corrales. Whereas the Kendall County Employee of the Year Award honor individuals who demonstrate excellent collaboration, innovation, quality of work, and courteous public service. And whereas Brenda Corrales has served Kendall County and Kendall County State's Attorney's Office with distinction as an Assistant State's Attorney from January 2nd, 1997 to July 31st, 2023, as a First Assistant State's Attorney from August 1st, 2023 to the present. And whereas Brenda Corrales has played a central role in creation development and long-term success of Kendall County Child Advocacy Center, CAC, which became standalone center in 2007. And whereas through her leadership, the CAC achieved national accreditation in 2024. And whereas Brenda Corrales has been the driving force behind the Kendall County Juvenile Justice Council, JJC, since formation in 2010, supporting efforts to prevent delinquency and assist at high-risk youth and families throughout Kendall County. And whereas Brenda Corrales created the Kendall County 5K Sky Run to raise funds for the JJC and local youth scholarships, and she has been instrumental in securing countless truancy grants that support truancy prevention intervention service for Kendall County students and their parents. And whereas throughout her 29 years of service, Brenda Corrales has mentored countless students, interns, volunteers, employees at Kendall County State's Attorney's Office. And therefore, be it resolved, the Kendall County Board proudly recognizes and honors Brenda Corrales as the Kendall County Employee of the Year 2025, expresses his gratitude for extraordinary service to the residents of Kendall County, and directs that her name be engraved on the Kendall County Employee of the Year plaque, and be further resolved that this resolution is publicly announced and celebrated, that a copy be presented to Brenda Corrales, suitable for framing, approved and adopted by Kendall County Board, Illinois, this 20th day of January 2026. And thank you for everything. Yes.
Could I get a motion?
You got a motion?
Crawlers and Bachman. We'll vote right now. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And now, I know there's a lot of people who want to come up and speak, and board members. So Eric, Mr. Weiss, if you want to come up and lead this off.
No.
I can't tell you what to do, but your boss can. So he might.
No, I can't. Let me see what it's like working with Brenda, right? Brenda does what Brenda wants to do. It's always on the right.
Go, yeah, press the red button.
There you go. So I thought about what to say about Brenda today. I thought about this over the weekend, and I thought of Tom Brady and the Chris Rock roast. I thought that was a bad idea, since she's going to be back where I'm at in about an hour, and I'm going to see her again, and I'm kind of a little afraid of Brenda. So Brenda was my first, mentor as an attorney, actually as an intern. I started in 1995. Brenda was working there, and Brenda showed me the ropes. So if you want to blame someone for me still being here, you can blame her. She was amazing. She was amazing back then. It's hard to put into words, and I listened to Ruben recite the resolution, and it's just a very small fraction of what Brenda has done for the county and for our offices, and she's worked for four different state's attorneys. And in doing so, what I can say about Brenda is this. Brenda has no agenda. Brenda has no cause other than what is the best for the kids that she, in essence, takes care of, that are entrusted to her. She doesn't seek, as you can tell, she doesn't seek the limelight. She doesn't seek attention. In fact, she despises it, I think is probably a good word. But she always puts the kids' needs first. She's always the one to make sure the right thing is done. And that's very, very important, because nobody ever sees the work that Brenda actually does. You never get to see it. The press never reports on it. Society doesn't know it, because what she did and what she does behind those juvenile court doors and in the office and after work hours and on the weekends is making a difference in people's lives. She has changed many families' lives for the better over the nearly 30 years that I've known her. I've seen it firsthand. If you go into her office, you see the thank you cards from families, from interns that have learned from her, people that have gone on to other careers, thank Brenda for what she has done and what guidance she has given. Her family, who's part of them, are here, and you are lucky enough to have working here in the county. Have taken on that same work ethic that Brenda has instilled in her family, she instills in our office. I am fortunate because I will never be able to repay Brenda for everything that she has done. One of the best decisions I made was promoting her to first assistant in 2023. She is amazing. She does things that, like I said, that you will never see and never hear about, but make a difference here for Kendall County. I trust her, which is kind of hard to do, to trust someone in this line of work unconditionally, knowing that no matter what and whether we disagree on something or whether we don't always see eye to eye, that we know that we have the best interest going forward. I know Brenda, I can always count on her. I can always know that she will be there. So you're not going anywhere, right? Okay, good. That she will always do the right thing. I cannot think of someone else more deserving of this recognition, and I appreciate the board doing that, because I can think of no one else that deserves probably employee of the decade, but employee of the year. Last thing I'll end on is whenever Brenda decides that she is ready to leave this job, and I hope it's not soon, but whenever she does, it will be a gap that will be nearly impossible for you to fill. She does so much for this county. She does so many things that go above and beyond what she is paid to do, what is expected of her to do. She exceeds all of those. And I'm not joking, I think it'll take three people to replace Brenda for the work that she does. And to bring it to that level, I'm not sure there's any amount of employees that can bring it to the level that Brenda brings to that office every single day. So Brenda, on behalf of me, specifically, and as well as my office, and all the employees, and all the people that you've worked with, worked for, mentored, tutored, encouraged, supported, I just wanna say thank you.
Wait, 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 whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. I know there's board members that wanna speak, and I wanna say, echo some of what Eric said, but he talked about his office, and I'm gonna talk about how that flowed into the county and other departments. And I'm not just talking about direct relatives that you've brought to us to work for us, because there's a number of those, but I know there's a couple of employees too that are doing really good work in the county, that either you encouraged them to come here to work, or once we were interviewing them, you were somebody who was on the reference list and we called, and you brought them to us, and they're great people. So I thank you for that. And that shows me how much you love the county and all the employees and the things you do on a daily basis to encourage your family members to come and work for the county, and then others that are doing such good work for us. I appreciate that. And it says a lot about how much you care about all of us. So thank you. You know, Ruben wanted to say something, and anybody else, come forward if you've got something. So,
First of all, this is such an honor. I want to thank Director Leslie Johnson and her staff team to putting this whole thing together in terms of Employer of the Year. So many thank you for that. And what an honor for me to be participate in this. And I have you know that. That as I hear these stories about the things you've done, I was trying to think of something cool to say on this, and this is something that struck me. I says, you know, an artist does his paintings, and one big thing he wants to do is display it to the world. This is my work. Well, you're an artist. You're an artist that has unbelievable compassion and love for our community and for our children. And that you do all your great work behind closed doors that nobody ever sees. The only reason I hear about things is because I know people, you know, just say the wonderful things you do. And for that, and I can't wait for the day when, that's not the right word. When that day comes that you do decide to retire and Eric's gonna submit his budget and he says, I need three employees. Reason? And you just could put, Brenda Corrales has left the state's attorney's office. And so I tell you, Brenda, as the chairman said, also your children are passing on your legacy with their hard work and the things they provide our community. So Just many thanks for being here, first of all, and for accepting this award. And for that, I cheer you for all the work that you've done for our community. So,
I see Dan. Brenda, one of the things Eric said is the many things you do behind the scenes. And just to give you an example, in all my travels around Kendall County, sorry, Eric, but they seem to bring up Brenda's name more than yours sometimes. So, but it really hits home because you helped a family in Oswego, a particular person, when he was young. And I actually had coffee with him this morning, and I had mentioned a little bit about this presentation. And he talks very highly of you on a regular basis whenever your name comes up. So, and he had a few problems when he was in his youth. And you got him through that through many times. And I heard about him 30 years ago in his youth, and I hear about it today. But in all my travels around the county, your name comes up very positive with things that which happen behind the scenes. And I know you've helped many families, because I know a lot of those families around Oswego that you helped. Thank you.
I know John McAdams, Judge McAdams is here and wanted to say something. So if you want to work your way up, Brian, you got something as he walks in.
One thing I've noticed about you over the last 5 years, when you do come to the boardroom, it's something of need. It's nothing to enhance your life or your office. It's always about things you need for kids and staff, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is John McAdams, and I'm here to support Brenda. I did lie about that. Well, I think this is one of the first times that I can say that I agree 100% with what everything Eric said. Can you get that? Do you have a court reporter to get that down somewhere? But no, that's the truth. And he's right. One of the best decisions he ever made was to make you the first assistant. One thing I think I can add to this conversation that Eric had glossed over was what happens in juvenile court. So for those of you who don't know, juvenile court in the Tuesday mornings, what we're supposed to be doing right now is what are called child protection cases, or what used to be called abuse and neglect cases. So those are the cases where you know, in the vernacular, we call them the bad mom, bad parents. And then in the afternoon, it's the delinquency, so that's the bad kids. So the kids who get in trouble come in the afternoon. The parents who are neglectful or abusive, they're handled in the morning. And what happens is, in the morning, we have a lot of different people who are there saying what they think is in the best interest of the children or child, and I think that's where Brenda's strength is. Brenda, when she comes in, and I've said this to your face before, is I rely very heavily on you. We have other people who are in there that are saying what they think is best, but I think you've been doing this for so long, and you do have the right, you know, Eric is right, you don't have any agenda, you do care about what the children, what's in their best interest. So you and I may not agree all the time, but I know that you're coming from the right place. Your heart is in the right place, and it's always been that way. Even when we were both lawyers and we had cases against each other, and you would always want, it was her nickname before was 180 Brenda, because every time she had a case, she'd send me an offer to negotiate the case, it would be 180 days in jail. I'm like, but Brenda, it's a speeding ticket. He can't get 180 days in jail. I don't care. You know, but all that aside, that was, when I think of you, I do think of Kendall County. I remember meeting you in 98. I remember driving by your parents' house every day when I went to work. And, you know, you do embody what Kendall County is about. You have a good heart. You're a good person. You've raised three great kids. And the county is very lucky to have you.
Thank you. Amen. Before you sit down, we are going to do a picture up in the front. So if anybody else has anything to add, you would like to come up. I know Eric wants to come up here for this. So.
Brenda, I just want to say you are...
Go ahead.
You got to go up to the mic, Tom.
Come on, they're not going to hear you.
I can speak loud enough.
Okay.
I'm probably the oldest practicing attorney in Kendall County. Started practicing in 1970. But when I think of the state's attorney's office, Brent, I think of you. You've been great. You've been fair. Fair, friendly, and you're totally caring. And congratulations. Don't retire. I'm not retiring. So okay. I'm retiring. Okay. Thank you, sir.
All right, Scott.
Brenda, I don't know if this was your goal or not, but you know, when you come to work every day and you do all these fabulous things that you've done for all these families and kids throughout the years, if your goal was to change the world, I think that's what you've done. You know, and you know, just specifically here in Kendall County, you've made a huge impact on everybody in this room and all those all the families and kids and parents that you've worked with, colleagues, board members throughout the years. So just greatly appreciate everything that you do on a daily basis for this great county and all the residents and families outside and in.
Come on up.
Hey, can we have the whole board?
Yeah, here? If you guys want to circle around here.
Can Brenda be in the middle?
We got quorum. All right, we have quorum back at the table. As the other members work in, I'm going to go ahead and read the or ask for public comment at this time. If anybody's here with public comment for the board, if you'd come forward, you'll have 5 minutes. Seeing no public comment, the moment you've all been waiting for is the consent agenda. I get the joy of reading this top to bottom. At the conclusion, if there's any items members want removed, please let me know and they will be removed without a vote. Kendall County Board meetings from November 5th, 2025 and December 16th, 2025, County Board meetings. Letter B, committee meeting minutes. Letter C, executive session minutes for November 13th, 2025, Committee of the Whole. Executive session minutes from November 19th, 2025, Economic Development and Administration meetings. Claims the amount of $2,418,709.19 from December 31st, 2025. And $2,231,171.28 from January 15th, 2026. Food service contract for Kendall County Jail Award to RMR Food Services from December 1st, 2025 to November 20th, 2026 with an automatic renewal for 5 one-year terms. Chicago HIDA Crime Gun Intelligence Center Analyst Service contract with Kendall County's fiduciary agent effective February 2nd, 2026 through February 1st, 2027, with an annual compensation of $86,700.00. Chicago HIDA Resource Deconflictation Analyst Service contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective March 3rd, 2026 through March 2nd, 2027, with annual compensation of $83,306. Chicago HIDA Deconfliction Analyst Service contract with Kendall County as the fiduciary agent effective March 3rd, 2026 through March 3rd, 2027 with annual compensation of $83,306. Petition 25-18, a request from Ansar Ghaffar on behalf of JAS powered by Greenville LLC, Telenet, and Thomas F. Richards Jr., owner, for a special use permit for a commercial solar energy facility. Variance to section 36-282-17A of the Kendall County Code to allow a commercial solar facility on land with 1.5 miles of municipality without an annexation agreement and revocation of a special use permit previously granted on the property between 17448 and 17676 Route 71 Newark, pins as printed in Big Grove Township. Properties are zoned A1 and A1 SU. Community Benefit Agreement between JAS Power LLC and County of Kendall, Illinois, pertaining to the solar project on property between 17448 and 17676 Route 71, Newark. Petition 25-23, request from Robert Velasquez on behalf of Always Faithful Properties LLC for a map amendment rezoning 9475 Caton Farm Road, Yorkville, PIN as printed in Kendall Township from A1 Agriculture District with a special use permit to B3 Highway Business District. Petition 25-25, request from Brian Kubinski and Sherry Aylesworth for a special use permit for a kennel and variance to section 36-28231 of Kendall County Code by allowing a kennel up to 100 feet from property plan to residential on the county's future land use map at 12076 Ashley Road, Newark, PIN as printed in Lisbon Township, property is zoned A1. A resolution providing for spring road posting of certain county highways. Letter O, local public agency engineering services agreement between Kendall County and Willett Hoffman and Associates to perform routine bridge inspections for the period 2026 and 2027 in the amount of $56,775. Plat of dedication for public right-of-way along the east side of Ridge Road in Minooka, Illinois. Letter Q, a petition from Oswego Road District for county aid to build or repair culvert or drainage structure. Letter R, Kendall Area Transit Illinois Downstate Operating Grant Financial Report, June 30th, 2025. Letter S, Kendall Area Transit Section 5311 Grant Financial Report, June 30th, 2025. Letter T, Kendall Area Transit Coronavirus Relief and Economic Security Act CARES Grant Financial Report, June 30th, 2025. Letter U, on-site mental health practitioner for public safety personnel and internal program development with an annual salary of $90,000 plus benefits. Letter V, Kendall County Social Media Policy. Letter W, agreement between Kendall County and Oswego Land Heritage Association on display of historic artifacts in county office building display cases, including annual contribution to the Oswego Land Heritage Association in the amount of $3,000. Letter X will be removed. Letter Y, financial director job description. Letter Z, revised animal control office assistant job description. Letter AA, revised Kendall County organizational chart and headcount. Letter BB, amendment to Kendall County Code adding section 6-2 and 6-3, rabies and inoculation registration. Letter CC, purchasing of Nutanix cluster and licensing through a public purchasing agreement between Presidio and the Illinois Department of Innovation Technology for the amount of $137,347.42. Letter DD, severance agreement and waiver of release of claims between Kendall County and Latrice Caldwell in amount not to exceed $49,610.83, less applicable payroll withholdings. Letter EE, an intergovernment agreement for administration and treasury services between Kendall County, Kendall County Treasurer, and Veterans Assistance Commission of Kendall County. Are there any items that members would like to have removed from that list? If not, could I get a motion to approve the consent agenda? DeBolt and Wormley, could I get a roll call, please, on the consent agenda minus letter E?
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Motion carries. Old business at this time, I have nothing. New business, I'd like a motion for an agreement between the General Chauffeurs, Sales Drivers, and Helpers, Local Union 330 and Kendall County, Illinois Facility Management Department, effective December 1st, 2025 through November 30th, 2029. Summer. Mr. Rodriguez. Summer. And Flowers. Any discussion on this? I know Mr. Peterson was able to make it today, but it's good to have another one of the union contracts ratified and ready to go. So, any questions on that? Roll call, please.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Elected officials and department reports. I see Under Sheriff Richardson is here. You would come up, please.
Hi, good morning. Our report starts on page 340. That's the year-end report from the Sheriff's Office. And I'll just go over a few highlights from last year. We had 9,613 calls for service, drove 704,465 miles. We served 1,178 warrants. A few things that affect not only our office, but Eric's office and the courthouse. We had 141,223 entries into the courthouse last year. 57,205 items were x-rayed. Just a few of the high-level stuff that goes on in the sheriff's office throughout the year. As you can see, the numbers, you know, continue to increase in almost every category. The largest jump, obviously, was the entries in the courthouse, and we know a portion of that was moving staff over there from the main building. But that is a very important job with the entry security there to make sure that the staff and everybody that works in the courthouse is safe. So I truly appreciate everything they do. And then our month end starts on page 342. I won't keep you if you have any questions. I'd be more than happy to answer them.
If you would extend thanks to the people working the front there at the courthouse. I've been in and out numerous times with admin upstairs, but they've done a really great job as people walk in, directing them, you know, to the treasurer's office or giving them direction before they even enter the turnstiles. So just you can see in some of the people's faces that are looking for the treasurer's office that sigh of relief, having a friendly face, say hi to them and give them a little bit of direction. So if you would extend that thank you to them, I'd appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Anything else for Under Sheriff Richardson?
Yeah, real quick question. I see the auxiliary work was increased immensely. Mm-hmm. They do great work, right? And why this particular month?
We've continued to add staff to our auxiliary side. The calls for service that we have for them, you know, continues to go up. The events that they need us to go to, the trainings that we're trying to send our auxiliary to just to increase their knowledge and their ability to help the citizens here in the county. So it's completely voluntary. It's something that they do out of the kindness of their heart, you know, just basically to help any event that we have that pops up. If we're short staffed or if there's something that just needs traffic control that wouldn't necessarily be a function that a sheriff's deputy would need to be assigned to. Levi and his crew on the auxiliary side have done an amazing job.
And if somebody wanted to volunteer for auxiliary, would they just reach out? Is there something on the website that?
We typically will post that when we have openings. That it's per statute, there how many you can actually have. So. They, you know, Levi keeps a pretty good tab on that. If people rotate kind of in and out, we typically post it on our website.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, Brian.
How are we doing on staff as far as officers on the road?
We're down a few right now. We don't have anybody going to the January Academy, but we just graduated a few from Celia and also from PTI down in Champaign. We're continuing to, you know, fill the voids. We have had some people announce some retirements as of late, you know, which is kudos to them for sticking it out, you know, in this line of work. But staff-wise on the street, we're down a few in the jail. I think we're down 5 right now currently.
Okay, so thank you.
All right, any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, I can't commend you guys enough in the sheriff's office. I mean, here, 12-month budget results, you're under budget in both the corrections and sheriff's budget. And then also, I mean, it's pretty staggering to me, 9,613 calls for service, average of 801 a month, that's a lot. And including total arrests, 135 a month or 1,600, a little over 1,600. Those are pretty big numbers.
Sure,
and,
yeah. Our
they're not getting smaller either, are they?
No, our staff's busy, and you guys have been very gracious to allow us when needed to increase some of that as we see the as we see the shortcomings in certain areas or specialty units that we know that put together a lot of hard work. So it's continuing every year as the county grows. We know that's going to happen, right? We're going to have more traffic contacts, we're going to have more just calls for service in general. So our staff's doing an amazing job.
And almost 750,000 miles traveled, and Kendall County in Illinois is a small county. I can't imagine.
18 miles
but
by
for
18
us,
miles.
Yeah, for Kendall County to have almost 750,000 miles traveled, that's a lot. It's a lot of mileage.
Any Any other questions, comments? Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
County Clerk and Recorder.
We had the State Board of Elections in last week for election judge training, so we trained over 100 judges. It was really great to see that our outreach to the high schools is working. We had a bunch of student judges come, which is good for the future of us having judges, because a lot of the older judges are no longer able to do it. So training new judges is great, and to see those young kids get involved is nice. And my report is in the packet if anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Debbie? Thank you. Treasurer Jill Furkoth, ready to come on down.
I do not have a report this month in the packet, mostly because the revenues that we receive in December are accrued back to FY25. So there would be a lot of zeros on the report. So I do promise you that next month we will have a January report, as well as probably a pre-final FY25. We should be through most of the accruals at that point. So I'll submit two reports next week, one as of for final figures for 25 as well as January. We did have the auditors in last week doing their first round of interviews, gathering information, and they are kindly waiting until we move back to the new building to come back and do their final work. So during that time, they'll be requesting information, so on and so forth, and doing a lot from their office. So we're kind of busy with that for the next couple weeks.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah, I guess. Out of curiosity, just since it's coming to the end of being at the courthouse, what's one thing that you appreciate about being there?
Oh, we've enjoyed being there. All of the staff and the court security, they're great. We're welcomed, you know, from day one. So we'll probably miss seeing a lot of the people there.
Yeah, I think in a way, indirectly, it's probably very helpful for you just to get to know everybody in that courthouse, just for the work that you do and that sort of thing. So I think it was a neat thing. So.
Thank you. Other questions, comments? Thank you. Clerk of the court, I do not see him. State's attorney is ready and wants to get out of here.
I think Jill's going to mix the excitement of being in the courthouse of all the activities that happen that are daily occurrences over there. So maybe not. I did submit my annual report. I emailed it off. I don't know if it made the packet or not, but if you don't, I'll make sure you have it. Just going to go over it real quick. You can read it at your leisure. As you can see, the number of cases continues to increase over at the courthouse. I know that, as Bobby mentioned a moment ago, a lot of that is from the additional details that they are doing countywide, not just the sheriff's office, but other municipalities that are with traffic enforcement. Obviously, cases come out of the traffic enforcement lead to other charges as well. You saw there was a little dip from 2023 to 2024. That was how the Supreme Court told us how we were going to keep track of cases. So while it looks like it went down and went back up, it actually didn't. It's just the way they keep track of them, and Matt can explain that probably a little bit better than I can. But you notice from 2023 to 2025, we've had an increase of about 2,000 extra cases that have come through the court system. And each one of those cases has to be touched by members of the clerk's office, members of the staff in the courtrooms, judges, our office, public defender's office. So it has created a lot more traffic in the courthouses, as well as a lot more work. Last year was a really busy year for our bigger cases as well. We had two life sentences, which I don't believe has ever happened in Kendall County before, in the same, not only the same year, but in the same week. The trials went at the exact same time. So one was a predatory criminal sexual assault of two children, and one was a double first degree murder trial. So Mr. Gorup was the lead prosecutor on that case with Ryan Phelps, and Jennifer Cusack, who was here a minute ago, who works with Brenda, and myself tried the predatory case. So those are just, you know, for number wise, that's one case each. So when you start looking at those nearly 10,000 cases, you see how it adds up pretty quickly. So we did a lot of good work this last year. As I mentioned a little bit, our Child Advocacy Center continues to be busy. I think we had one of our highest years of interviews, and we do some of those courtesy interviews for other counties, so not all those are cases that happen in Kendall County, but the victim or victim's family may live in Kendall County, and we'll do the interview for them. Did 111 interviews, and we've done almost 1,700 total interviews since it became a standalone. And I want to thank Rayanne and her staff for helping us with that, first of all, and the county, to allow us to have the CAC in the Health and Human Services building, but also Rayanne and her staff with the forensic interviewers and employing them. Without them, we couldn't really do the job that we were able to do. So a couple other real things real quick. You see on page 3, we saw 1,423 people go to what is called conditions call now, which used to be bond call, which is about double the number we saw about 3 years ago. So we are seeing more people with failure to appear cases, more people that are committing new crimes that are coming back into the court system, which again causes more work to be done at our end. So our civil division, that's the one you see, probably more than anyone. They've been busy. I appreciate the fact that we were able to promote Adriana to full time to take on some of that additional work that's been creative. You'll see her here more when Jim's not available for those meetings. But they've been busy as well with different requests from out the county and with other elected officials. Last thing I just want to point out, two things real quick. Our domestic violence response team, again, I appreciate the support that the board's given us for that. That has made a huge difference in our response with domestic violence victims. Again, I want to thank Mutual Ground, Sheriff's Office, for dedicating a member of their staff to that team, as well as Health and Human Services, as well as the county support of funding some of that need that is met. And the budget we use for that, just so you know, if you don't really pay much attention to what Jennifer does. Where is she? No, she's not here. It's good, I can talk about her. When she sneaks things into your budget you don't know about, there's money in the budget for the domestic violence response team. That doesn't go to us. That goes to the victims that need services immediately. Maybe they need a hotel room. Maybe they need a gas card to get to and from wherever. Maybe they need a cell phone because the other phone that they have is being tracked by the offender. So those things are for immediate costs, so we can help that victim get out of that situation quickly. And then there's other programs that Health and Human Services can provide them long-term. Mutual Ground can help them with counseling. But immediately, those are things that we can help with. So I appreciate the funding when it comes to that, because it's a unique way of trying to deal with a situation that is very difficult to deal with across the board. Last thing, talking about our budget. Again, we were under budget this year. I appreciate the fact that we now have an additional member as an assistant state's attorney. We have two of them that are now being trained right now. Unfortunately, it takes a long time to get them trained. So we're probably looking at 6 to 7 months from now that they will be trained on their own, kind of like going to the academy for the sheriff's deputies. But once those are up and running, it's nice to kind of be full staffed and walked into the office and not see four lights off, because we don't have those people's positions filled, and knowing that there's relief coming to the ones that are overworked. So as you plan for 2027, obviously with some of the courthouse expansion, know that these cases are gonna justify that expansion, and the staffing needs of all the offices and departments are gonna unfortunately have to increase to meet that demand. So that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Any questions for Eric? Thank you.
Nope. I was waiting.
I was trying to hold back. I got to ask this question.
You could have walked. I know.
I was that close.
Your traffic count has gone up immensely from the past 2 years. Why that madness?
Well, number one, you should see it today after a holiday, and our jury week was last week. It's one of the good reasons I was over here, so I didn't have to get the standing room only in that courtroom. Part of it is there's just increased enforcement. Part of it is the grants that not only the sheriff's office, but also the other municipalities have to hire back overtime or additional staff to work details. When the American traffic stops, obviously they're writing some citations from that, but also some of the additional crime suppression details that have been working, especially in the Oswego, Montgomery, unincorporated portions of Kendall County when we had issues that were brought up. That intense detail, they're writing the offenders, making sure they're coming to court, holding them accountable, knowing that they're out there. And I like that idea. I know it's additional work on our staff, and I've told them that. I support that position. Not that I want crime to go somewhere else, but I don't want it in Kendall County. And if they see that our sheriff's deputies, our police officers are out in full force and effect, and it's making them more difficult for them to commit crimes in this county, I'm 100% behind that enforcement. And if that means that we have to work a little bit harder, so be it. So write all the tickets you want when it comes to that. Make sure that gang members and criminals know that we don't tolerate that stuff here in Kendall County. And if you want to go somewhere else to do it, I don't encourage it, but just don't do it here.
Wow. Cool. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right, coroner, I do not see Jackie or Levi, so health department, Ran, come on up.
Okay, is that better? Yeah. Board of Health tonight, board annual self-evaluation. It's part of our accreditation, but it also makes us take a look at ourselves and the board members and what can we do to be stronger board members or be more informed, or what is it as a director I can provide the board to keep them up to date with more information, whatever changes they would like to see. So that's tonight. Again, just reminders, flu is out there. We have acute respiratory illness. Numbers are starting to trend down a little bit, which we're thankful after the holidays. We had a huge spike. Now we're kind of going back down. We usually get another spike come around February. So again, covering your mouth, washing your hands, staying home if you're ill. All of those nice reminders. We've been doing a lot of work with our long-term care facilities, as well as our daycares, and some in the schools on different types of outbreaks. I have a really strong communicable disease team right now that work really great in getting information out there immediately to help those that are overseeing the long-term care facilities so that we don't have a major outbreak or experience any kind of deaths in the long-term care community. So just a few of those things going on with the illnesses outside. And then also our annual reporting, a lot of people gave annual reports. Ours is in the works and it will be here presented to you in March. It'll be approved by the Board of Health in February as normal and then approved here at March.
Any questions or comments? Thank you for the update. Supervisor of Assessments.
Good morning.
Good morning. If you would reach out to admin on the senior freeze and get the timing of when we add that to social media, I think it'd be good to get that information out there, but with the timing right for your office to know that you're ready for whatever the application looks like or those things, so.
Yeah, the applications we actually have to see, puts those together. I do have those in my office, so we go into the printer to be printed up, and then those will go out around March 1st.
So is there a deadline when they have to be in by, or? Okay.
Yeah, I know within our packet of papers that we send to seniors, there's a senior freeze or a senior homestead. We also have a letter in there where it's highlighted.
Okay. Anything you need, just reach out to admin and we'll get that blasted out there. So thank you. Any other questions for Andy?
Andy, is that a joint, if they file their taxes jointly, is that the 75K or is that per individual?
It's total household.
Total household.
Everyone who lives in the property.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Regional Office of Education, Megan Martin.
Good morning. As you know, things slow down in our office a little bit over the holidays when the schools are closed. We successfully wrapped up our audit and it was sent to the Auditor General to be published, so that was exciting news because we're one of the earlier ones in the state that have actually had that completed at the AG's office. Some exciting things we have going on. Plano Area Alliance for Supporting Student Success, or PASS, completed a screening of the documentary No Small Matter, so it talks about the importance of early childhood education. That was done last week in Kendall County and then will be completed tonight in Grundy County. So Assistant Regional Superintendent Sempner was able to attend up here in Kendall as I was in Springfield, and I'll be attending tonight. So that will be, I've heard positive things about it. I spent some time last week in Springfield. We received valuable information on the Illinois State Report Card, so they are changing that. The State Board of Education is changing the Illinois State Report Card. So we have some good info to take back to our superintendents when we meet with them next month, so that way they have the ability to comment publicly before that February 25th deadline, so they can add their input and make changes before that goes into statute, and then they're stuck with it until they decide to change it again. I ran some numbers. Some of you may have seen them on our Facebook page. So some totals from last year and statistics from December 2024 through the end of November 2025. We trained 1,125 bus drivers throughout 43 classes. And again, keep in mind that's for our two county totals. We submitted 3,145 fingerprints, so that could be volunteers, construction, anybody working in those buildings around the kids have to go through that process. Our personal or professional training center tested 2,136 members, so that could be anything ranging from professional tests, fire and such, or insurance now has been added, so we've seen an uptick in that. We fielded almost 5,000 phone calls and served almost 5,400 walk-in patrons. So I can't say enough for the staff in our office in serving their communities. They're doing a great job, and we appreciate all the things that they do. But that's all I have if there's any other questions.
Any questions for Megan? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You threw me, Gangler. I saw you reaching for your button. EMA, Roger. Make the long trek up here, would you?
Morning.
Morning.
There we go. Speaking of taxes, for the second year in a row, the state of Illinois is going to give a tax break to any volunteer emergency worker who's done at least 100 hours of service during the year. We have six people that qualified for that. I've turned in the list to Illinois Department of Revenue and EMA already. Robert DeLong, our deputy director, has completed his professional development series of education with the state here just recently. That's one step closer to the IPEM, or the Illinois Professional Emergency Manager Certificate, who he's going to start on right away. So very proud of Rob for doing that. I want to introduce Ashley Watzik, who's sitting to my right over here. She's our intern. She's studying emergency management and its operation through March. Glad to have Ashley with us. On the 12th of January, we had our end of year celebration and awards night. As I mentioned, we have six people over 100 hours. Some of them had 150, 180. We had one person over 350. And I wish these folks to be more diligent putting their hours in, because some of them have many more hours than they've recorded in D4H. One person we gave a service award to, he's saved us certainly over $10,000 in repair work to our vehicles, and we're very glad to have him with us. Since 2021 in January that we started recording hours, we've done over 10,000 hours of service to the community and training and public outreach and call-outs. I'm pretty proud of that number. Our emergency preparedness for children planning for those classes is going to start here in January. Our amateur radio classes to train technician-level amateur radio operators to add to our storm spotter group is going to begin February 3rd. Our IEMA Region 3 meeting and nuclear meetings are coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We've been very busy in 2025. When I was putting together the presentation for our end of year awards night, I was really shocked at how many call-outs and how much training and public outreach and search and rescue calls that we had done. I mean, it was really a busy year. We did over 2,600 hours of call-outs, training, and public outreach. I was really quite surprised. And our nuclear exercise schedule has come out, Ruben. January or June of 2027. Or Matt, if one of you guys or anybody else would like to join us for that, we'll get around to the details of that later on. That's all I've got for this morning. Any questions?
Any questions for Roger? Thank you. Public Defender is not here. It's in the packet. Veterans Assistance Commission, Tim, and as you come up, I'd like to give you guys kudos. Your outreach, your public outreach is noticeable. People are seeing it on social media and the events, and I've gotten some questions, referrals that I've been able to send to your office just from that new outreach. So thank you, and thank you to the board for that new outreach. It's really being seen. So.
All right, good morning. Quick numbers, we interacted with 460 veterans for December and January, and we have 136,209 in new disability. What I really want to focus on today is we have a program called Safe Talk that we're starting. We're going to try and do it repetitiously throughout the year. It's a training program, it's a half a day, and what it does is teach people how to recognize behavioral or verbal clues to suicidal ideation and to help prevent. Now, this is beyond just veterans. These traits often go into the civilian sector, so anybody can take this training that want to learn how to identify maybe if their child is having problems or another adult or even a veteran. That way they can recognize them and find a good, safe way to talk to them about the issue. Because all too often, if you confront somebody with a degrading tone or a tone of maybe insinuating that they're weak, their response is going to be to the highest, to the nth degree. So this is just a half-day program. It's free. Just give our office a call, and we'll set you up. That's going to be on March 23rd at the Senior and Community Center in Oswego. The other thing is our Standing Watch program. That is going to be repetition, and it's also coincides with the whole building community and preventing things like suicide by bringing veterans together just to talk about their issues. That's going to be at the Oswego American Legion. Right now we have dates of February 9th, February 23rd, March 2nd, and March 23rd. It is open to any veterans, and we do invite our local community partners, so that way our veterans of the community do know that they exist and they can get either free or discounted services from them. Our new van is on the road. It is full today, so we're excited about that. It's been wrapped with all our garb, and it's looking good. So now we have two wheelchair accessible vehicles along with a smaller vehicle for local runs.
Yeah, Dan.
Tim, I wanted to thank you. I worked with your office last week for a gentleman in Oswego Township, lives in Boulder Hill, and he needs some help. He was in the hospital, now he's at Alden, and he was a veteran. He was in the Army, And what I learned with talking with your office is he made about $2 too much on every program that we went over. And one thing I learned that I thought was very, very interesting in this project trying to help this gentleman is that, was it Mike Andrews? Is that who I talked to, I think, in your office?
Andrew,
okay. He, most of the rules and regulations and things were made like after World War I for your office, and they've never been updated. So this gentleman just makes enough money like at the survival level, but he's not on the street. And there wasn't a program that we could figure out to help him. And it's really sad because he's like in that category where there's very little money. And he literally, so Andrew went over the numbers and then I did a little research on his finances for him. And he literally made just a couple dollars too much to qualify for anything. So.
And the crazy thing is we, our assistance programs are twice that of the federal. So whereas we are, you could make a substantial amount of money and still make our assistance program, but federal-wise, it's insane how borderline indigent you have to be to qualify for anything. State and federal.
And we don't have to get into the cost of living around here, but it was really sad. When I looked at his numbers, he exceeded them just by a couple of dollars on all the different
One
programs.
Thing we're doing, because we always revamp every year, we try and do an increase every year for cost of living allowances. But one thing we've been discussing is also doing similar to what VA healthcare does and see if we can deduct medical expenses. So if he's really close and he's on Medicare and pays $149 a month in Medicare, we can discuss about counting that as a subtraction of his monthly income to maybe get him to qualify.
Yeah, and he owns his house. That was a problem. So, but anyways, thank you for the help through your office last week.
Yes, Brian.
Thank you very much for what you and your department does for the veterans, number one. Number two, in looking at the different things that we do for some of the veterans that are in need, under the part where we give cards for folks to Aldi's, do we have any type of partnership at all with the Kendall County Food Pantry?
We do.
Okay.
We do. And we also started a new partnership. We're hoping to, with our new office space, add this, but we are going to develop. We have a community partner, which is the food pantry, but we're also bringing our own food pantry in. And part of that food pantry is they have this farm to veteran program, where if we can set up a small cooler, every week, they just come in and drop off meat and fill the cooler, and that's for any veteran who comes into our office for any service can pull meat from that cooler, along with any non-perishable goods or canned goods.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you do that, because the Kendall County Food Pantry is doing exceptionally well with the community, and I thought it'd be a great tool for you, so.
Yeah,
yes.
Both of them, because all we want is there's a lot of bill insecurity, water bills, shut off notices, electric bills and gas bills, but what we don't want is food insecurity, because that's key to survival. So we have community partners to where they can go anywhere and get any goods. We are trying to develop a partnership with Target, but it's difficult because they're a corporate entity, and corporate entities have their own system of doing things. Just like we wanted to get in with Costco. Costco's corporate, and they won't allow it. But we're going to still work and just trying to build our surroundings to where our veterans are extremely well taken care of.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments? Much appreciated, sir. Any standing committee reports or special committee reports? Liaison reports. I know Board of Health meets tonight. Under other business, I don't have anything. Chairman's report, this is the last day meeting in this building, hopefully for a long time. February 10th, 10 a.m., They're going to have the ribbon cutting at the new building. We'll be shortly followed by the some tours and then the state of the county address. So if you want to mark that down, that will be at 504 South Main Street. That is the new address of that building. And you will see the new wayfinding signs. They look really nice as you pull into the parking lot to get people where they need to go. So looking forward to that. I get a motion on the appointments as written, please.
So a thing about that, I think there's a typo for one of the names on the second page of the appointments. I don't know a Scott Kreider, but I do know a Grider.
Scott Kreider is from Seward Township.
Oh, so it is with a C?
Yeah, he's a road commissioner, but they get confused a lot, so yes. Yeah, so.
Very similar names, just want to make
similar.
Sure.
Yeah, there's lots of confusion in the calls, so thank you.
Yeah, they get blamed for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they get calls from each other's debacles, so.
Okay, just want to confirm that.
Yep, get a motion for those appointments, please.
Make a motion.
Diebold and Rodriguez, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. At this time, any public comment for the board? Seeing none, questions from the press? All right, with that, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Yeah.